With BookBeat, I'm Ron Swaim. In the course of the traumatic childhood of writer Ved Mehta, few expected him to cope with a major handicap in the way that he has. Mehta, now a staff writer at The New Yorker, is the recipient of a $236,000 genius grant from the MacArthur Foundation. Born a Hindu in India, Mehta was blinded by meningitis at the age of 4. He was unable to get a formal education in the India of his childhood, and his father tried to send him to Europe or America to study. Mehta was rejected by some 30 schools.
They thought of me as a public charge they might be taking on themselves. And so it's not at all surprising. In fact, if I'd been in the position of these schools, I probably would have rejected me too. And I myself didn't know at the time whether I could do the work or not.
But finally, the Arkansas State School for the Blind in Little Rock did accept Ved Mehta, who at the age of 15 flew to America alone, an alien in a new and strange culture. Mehta's book, Sound Shadows of the New World, deals with his 3 years in Arkansas.
Being in that school, immersed in a boarding school, gave me a chance to acclimatize myself to the American way of life, to discover the new world.
Ved Mehta's most recent work is autobiographical, and yet...
I've written altogether 16 books, of which only 5 are autobiographies, and of those 5, 2 are biographies of my parents.
And Mehta, who is now in his early 50s, has approached a wide variety of topics.
I've written books on Christian theology, on Oxford philosophy and historiography, big book on India, biography of Mahatma Gandhi.
Ved Mehta, author of Sound Shadows of the New World, published by W.W. Norton. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The late 1940s, Ved Mehta was 15, blind, a Hindu from India, all but friendless in the strange new culture of Arkansas, where he attended the State School for the Blind in Little Rock.
In the morning, our housemaster would say, "Curry that mule." Within a day or two, I caught on. He meant, comb your hair, brush your teeth, put on your clothes, get ready for breakfast.
In his book, Sound Shadows of the New World, Ved Mehta tells of his sometimes awkward adjustment to adolescence and what he thought was his isolation from the rest of the world until one day he turned on the radio.
Instead of hearing hillbilly music, what did I hear? But Edward R. Murrow saying, "This is the news." And then he gave a news about England, France, Germany, Washington. And I suddenly realized that I was living in a real world. I wasn't just living in a little out-of-the-way school for the blind in Arkansas.
Ved Mehta taped Edward R. Murrow and, having learned to touch type, tapped out transcripts of the broadcast as part of a journal.
Now, of course, I couldn't read what I typed, but I felt that if I typed them down, they would get fixed in my memory.
Ved Mehta's journals proved to be a goldmine when he started to write his autobiographical books.
They recorded how I felt at the time. They are a record of feelings, thoughts, events, and also journals prompt that memory. So I'll see a few notes about Edward R. Murrow, and I remember, oh yes, I know how I happened to listen to Edward R. Murrow.
W.W. Norton published Ved Mehta's book, Sound Shadows of a New World. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Ved Mehta's first book was written almost as an afterthought. He was 20, a sophomore at Pomona College in California, and he had a crush on a young woman. Because he was blind, Mehta offered to pay her to take down a book he would write about his youth in his native India and his early years in America.
So I went to her hometown, which was Seattle, Washington, and I dictated her most of that book. That was my first venture in autobiographical writing.
Now, wait a minute, we must go back. That was aimed, however, at developing a relationship with this girl. Did I get that?
That's right. But what I'm saying is...
You didn't want to write a book. You wanted to have a date.
That's right. Exactly.
For 2.5 months, Ved Mehta poured out his soul to her. His relationship with the girl didn't go anywhere, but he did publish the book, Face to Face. Ved Mehta went on to become a scholar at Oxford and Harvard. He joined The New Yorker as a staff writer in 1961. Being a writer and being blind compelled Ved Mehta, then as now, to make an extra effort.
There were many, many years when I used to work 16, 18 hours a day. My colleagues didn't put in but 5 or 6 hours. So I made up by just working longer and harder.
Ved Mehta tackled many subjects and many themes before his recent autobiographical focus.
But then came a time in my life when I thought, what kind of writing I can do, which only I can do, which will have meaning beyond my life.
His books, The Ledge Between the Streams and Sound Shadows of the New World, give Ved Mehta an added dimension by serving as metaphors for larger themes of discovery and exploration. His publisher is W.W. Norton. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. To the writer Ved Mehta, the blind are like donkeys in a world of horses, and he says that the sightless must conduct themselves like horses or be trampled.
To integrate yourself, to adjust to that society, is absolutely essential if you have to live and work and earn your keep in that society. Now, I may have gone too far in that respect.
Ved Mehta, who has been blind since suffering meningitis as a child, refuses to walk with a white cane or with a seeing eye dog. Impeccably dressed and groomed, he bicycles, collects art, and has written 16 meticulously crafted books. The most recent is one in a series of autobiographical works, Sound Shadows of the New World, published by W.W. Norton.
I don't think anyone's life is that interesting to justify a series of autobiographical volumes. What I'm trying to do in these books is to describe a life of a person in terms of a metaphor.
To write, Ved Mehta dictates to an assistant. 10 or 12 pages may flow easily, then Mehta might come to a stubborn sentence that doesn't work.
Well, I may work on that sentence for a week. I mean, she must have read that back to me. I'm not exaggerating, about 57 times in the morning and about 20 times after lunch. And each time I change something.
Mehta says every word counts in his writing, each word weighted and ordered according to sound and meaning and tone.
Everything I've written has been read aloud to me. It's all written to the sound of the language, to the rhythm of the language.
Ved Mehta says he never wanted to excel merely in the world of the blind, but to excel in the greater world. Few would dispute the fact that this he has done. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.